So another way of describing the defects of samsara is that it is characterized by the three marks or lakshanas of conditioned existence. I'm sure you know this well. The unsatisfactory or painful, dukkha, the impermanent, anicca, and the emptiness of self or essential being, anatman. The connection of dukkha and anicca is obvious. That things are impermanent is often a cause of suffering. Anatman is less obviously connected, but emptiness of self means that we are not in control. We are a process, not an entity. We too arise day by day, moment by moment, in dependence on conditions. There is no self that is in control of those conditions. We can only have some influence as a part of those conditions. So there is suffering and there is no blame. I think it's very important to see that we tend to equate these two states, suffering and blame, and very important that we can distinguish them. I think equating blame and guilt with suffering is probably the result of Christian conditioning in our culture. While I was brought up an atheist, I was still horrified as a child by the idea that Christ died for our sins. While we are in a culture of guilt or blame, whether self or other blame, it will cloud our ability to understand suffering and its causes.